Hello and welcome to the second part of the four-part video series on how to configure VMware VM backups with Azure Backup Server. In the first part of the series, we saw how to establish a secure HTTPS communication channel between Azure Backup Server and VMware Server. If you haven't watched that video, I would encourage you to watch the video first before turning on this video. This video will give an overview of how to create a new user account for the VMware Server. This user account will allow Azure Backup Server to connect with the VMware Server and perform backup and recovery of VMware VMs successfully. To understand why do we need to create a new user account on the VMware Server, I will first explain a bit on the role of credentials within Azure Backup Server. Azure Backup Server communicates with VMware Server remotely by authenticating a specified VMware user's credentials for all backup operations. As this authentication is done every time, Azure Backup Server securely stores the required credentials on Windows Credential Manager and uses them in all future communications with VMware servers. The username and password of the VMware user account gets stored here in form of a credential. The VMware user account, which is specified in Azure Backup Server credential, must have certain privileges associated with them. I will walk you through an example that will show how to assign privileges to a newly created VMware user account. In order to create a new VMware user account, log into your vCenter and click on Administration on the Navigator panel. Before a new VMware user account gets created, we will create a new role and assign the required privileges to it. Select Roles and click Add to create a new role. Here I am specifying backup admin role as the name for this new role that I am creating. These are the privileges that should be added to the backup admin role. Privilege.global.manageCustomFields.label, Privilege.network.assign.label, Privilege.datastore.allocateSpace.label, Privilege.virtualmachine.config.changeTracking.label, Privilege.virtualmachine.state .createSnapshot.label, privilege.virtualmachine.state.removeSnapshot.label, privilege.virtualmachine.provisioning.diskRandomRead.label, privilege.virtualmachine.interact.powerOff.label, privilege.virtualmachine.inventory.create.label, privilege.virtualmachine.config.addNewDisk.label, privilege.virtualmachine.config.hostUSBDevice.label, privilege.virtualmachine.config.advancedConfig.label, and finally, privilege.virtualmachine.config.swapPlacement.label. Click OK after adding these privileges to the backup admin role. After creating a new role, we will create a new user account and then assign the user to the role that we have created. For creating a new user, click on Administration and select Users and Group and then click Add. Here I'm creating a new user called Backup Admin. I will specify the password here, give the first name and the last name, the email address and the description, and click OK to create a new user. After creating a new user account, we will assign this user to the role we had created. For doing the same, click on Administration and select Global Permissions and then click on Add. Select Backup Admin User on the left pane and then select Backup Admin Role on the right pane and click OK. The user account with the required privileges is successfully created. You can use this user account in the credentials section of the Azure Backup Server in order to successfully facilitate the backup and recovery operations of the Azure Backup Server. Next step in the process is to add this user as a credential to the Azure Backup Server. In order to do the same, open your Azure Backup Server console and click on Management on left pane. Click on Production Servers and then on Manage VMware Credentials on the top ribbon. This will open the Manage Credentials window where you can click on Add to add a new credential. In this Add Credential window, give vCenter VM1 Backup Admin as the name of the credential and provide description as vCenter VM1 Backup Admin. For the username, specify Backup Admin and give the same password that you had given for creating a new user in vCenter. Click on Add and you have added a new credential to your Azure Backup Server. We are now ready to use this credential to add a VMware server to Azure Backup Server. Be sure to watch the Adding VMware Server to Azure Backup Server video, which is the next part of the series. Thanks for watching.